Hey, this is Cooper Smith. I'm one of the student worship pastors at Eastview, and I'm honored to welcome you to our Eastview Students High School podcast. We hope this is encouraging, inspiring, and helpful for you in your walk with Christ. Enjoy the message.
All right. Well, like Cooper said in his prayer, my name is Zach Thompson. I am the high school pastor here at Eastview, and so for those of you that I've not gotten to meet yet, I hope eventually in these years to come that I'll get the chance to do that. Again, want to welcome any new freshmen in here. High school, let's give a warm welcome to them again. Yeah. So it's funny that Cooper started out with, what's your favorite Disney movie? Because that kind of is my introduction. Here we go. Name this movie, what this quote is from. Okay, here we go. Focus. Speed. I am speed. One winner, 42 losers. I eat losers for breakfast. Breakfast? Maybe I should have had breakfast. Brekkie could have been good for me. No, no, no. Focus. Speed. Faster than fast, Shrek. faster than fast, quicker than quick, I am lightning. Okay, you guys, we're all saying it. All right, Cars. That is from Cars, which I would argue is incredibly overrated. Hey, listen. Best Disney movie is Tangled, and I don't even want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. All right? Okay. So, why did I bring in Cars? Okay, Lightning McQueen does something in this opening scene that's a representation of the human race. When trying to focus, it's very easy to lose concentration. All of a sudden, he starts thinking about breakfast, and he's lost his focus. Focus is something that human beings are naturally terrible at. You guys are all terrible at focusing. All right? You want to know why I know that? Have you ever heard of the phrase, you have the attention span of a goldfish? Have you heard of that before? Do you know how long the attention span of a goldfish is? It's 9 seconds. 9 seconds. All right? So you would say if you have really bad focus, bad attention span, you'd say you have the attention span of a goldfish. All right? It's interesting, though, because that used to be an insult. Do you know what the average attention span of a human being is today? 8 seconds. All right? You have less of an attention span than a goldfish. You are now insulting a goldfish if you tell a goldfish you have the attention span of a human. And it makes sense. We all have these moments where we lose focus. Some of you, I've already lost you. You're zoned out of the sermon. It's like someone's talking, I'm out. Right? But let me ask you this, and maybe some of you have done this before. Have you ever been reading a book and then suddenly you've read like 2 or 3 pages and realize you forgot to understand? Then you got to go all the way back and read it again, and you're like, just forget it. This is probably for those of you that have a driver's license, you've been driving. Have you ever been driving and then all of a sudden had a realization that you were driving? Right? And here is my biggest pet peeve these days. Have you ever been stuck behind a car when that car has failed to realize that the light has turned green? Because they're sitting there doing what? They're on their phone, all right? And you know it, and the light is green, and they're just sitting there. And I'm saying that because I have a feeling a lot of you guys do it, all right? Why is it that stoplights now, it's like the phone comes out? Right? Which is illegal. All right? All of these situations, they have to do with losing focus, with getting distracted, with zoning out, with not being aware. And today, as we continue in our series we're calling Every Day, I want to talk about focus. Last week, we talked about understanding what your worth is in Jesus, to understand every day that you have valuable worth in Jesus, and the world is always going to disappoint you when you run to the world for worth, but every day you should run to Jesus for that. And this week, I want to talk about what it means to be focused on God every day. Last week was every day worth. This week is every day focus. Well, not being focused is nothing new. We may be getting worse at it now with an 8-second attention span. But even back in the Bible, God had to continually remind his people, hey, you're losing focus on me. You're not focused on me. You're losing your attention. And he would constantly have to remind them, hey, you need to be focused on me, because if not, they would slowly drift away from him. And that happened all the time in the Bible. If you look throughout the Old Testament, when the people of God messed up, it almost always had something to do with them forgetting about God, for losing focus on him. So it's not a surprise that in the New Testament, which we're going to read today, Paul's going to talk about the same thing. So where I want you to go today is 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, and while you're flipping there, let me give a little context. In this passage, Paul, one of the apostles, one of the leaders of the church, he's talking to his, like, apprentice, like his trainee. Think like Qui-Gon Jinn, Obi-Wan relationship. Think like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke Skywalker relationship. Think Luke Skywalker, Rey relationship. We still watch Star Wars, right? All right, you get that? All right, this is literally like an apprentice situation. Anyway, Paul is writing to the guy that he's been training. He's been training this guy, Timothy, to go and lead the church, because eventually Paul's not going to be here anymore, and he wants to leave it to Timothy to train, to be someone like Paul that would go and would share the gospel so that as many people could know about Jesus, even when Paul would eventually die. And so in this letter, he stresses to Timothy that he has to stay focused. You've got to stay focused on what God wants for your life. You've got to stay focused. So, 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus. You have heard me teach things that have been confirmed by many reliable witnesses. Now, teach these truths to other trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. Endure suffering along with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. You see, soldiers don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for then they cannot please the officer who enlisted them. And athletes cannot win the prize unless they follow the rules. And hardworking farmers should be the first to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Think about what I'm saying. The Lord will help you understand all these things. And Timothy, always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I'm suffering and have been chained like a criminal, but the word of God cannot be chained. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. Let me pray. God, this morning, as we gather together and we worship you and we listen to your word, and God, we celebrate just the life of your son, Jesus, I pray that this morning we would be reminded to stay focused on you, that we'd remember that your son, Jesus, came and died so that we might have life, but God, not to just waste our life dilly-dallying around, staying zoned out and unaware, but God, being focused on the mission that you have for each and every one of us. God, I pray that our students would walk away today knowing that they are to be focused on you every day. So God, I pray you would speak to our students this morning. Give them a word. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As a Christ follower, as a high school student here at Eastview who has chosen to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, if you are in here today and you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that you want to follow him with the rest of your life, this calling that Paul gives to Timothy is not just for Timothy, it is for you. Okay, so I want you to read this passage like Paul is talking to you. So what is Paul saying to high school students here at Eastview who believe in Jesus and want to follow him for the rest of your life? I see three things here in this passage that Paul says, empowered by the Holy Spirit, he wants you to focus on every day in your walk with Jesus. Number one is what Paul says in the very first paragraph. All right, if you look here, he says in the first paragraph, he tells Timothy, you've heard me teach things that have been confirmed by witnesses. Now, teach these things to trustworthy people who will be able to pass them on to others. High school students, you here in this room, you have heard Eastview Christian Church teach you these things. You have come here to church and you have heard about the good news of Jesus, and I would assume that this truth has been confirmed in your life, whether through an experience that you have had, whether through reading the Bible, whether through looking at history, you know this to be true, that Jesus is the Son of God. You have heard this. Now, what you're called to focus on every day is that because you have been taught these things are true, you are to go and teach them to others. But my question is, have we lost our focus in telling others we trust about Jesus? Have we lost our focus on this? I think in a lot of cases we have. We've lost the focus that Jesus gave us at the very end of his, when he was about to ascend into heaven. He gave us a mission to say, go and tell others about me. But we've kind of lost our focus on that. Maybe for some of us, we still have that in the back of our minds, but we don't think about that every day, that I'm supposed to go and I'm supposed to share the good news of Jesus every day. And the reason is because, I think, maybe a couple reasons. One, we don't really know how. We don't really know how to tell people about Jesus. Or number two, we don't fully understand the love of Jesus in my life yet. And the reason I say we don't fully understand the love of Jesus is because when you do understand that this stuff is true, that Jesus really did raise from the dead, that Jesus really can change your life, that will compel you to share. You cannot help but sharing that. But what I think some of us need to focus on is actually just getting close to Jesus. One of the big parts of sharing about Jesus with other people starts with me getting close to him and understanding how much Jesus loves me, so that there comes a point we've spent so much time with Jesus that we cannot help but talk about them. Have you guys ever noticed that when you spend an obnoxious amount of time with someone, you start to kind of pick up their mannerisms and you start to kind of pick up their sayings? All right, let me give you an example. Never in my life, before I met Ritasha, have I looked at someone and gone, treated, 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 treated. Okay? If you know Ritasha, she does that all the time when someone gets burned. Okay? She'll point at them and go, treated, 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 treated. All right? Now I do that all the time. Because I've spent a lot of time with her that I start to pick up the things that she does. And you may find that with your friends. Have you guys ever had that, that you kind of do the same mannerisms? Maybe you make the same faces that your friends make, or you do the same things that your family does. It's because you've spent so much time with them that you just automatically start to pick up those things. You may also find that when you're neck deep in a TV show or you're watching a series of movies, you'll find yourself going, do you remember in this show, this episode, when they did this? That really relates to that thing that happened in my life. I do that all the time when I was like neck deep in The Office. I would tell people, do you remember that Office episode where they did this? That was a lot like this. All right. So like if I'm ever baking chili and I have this big pot of chili, right? I probably am thinking of an Office episode, right? Some of you get that, some of you don't. You see, when you spend every day with Jesus, when you spend every single day with Jesus, there will come a point where you cannot help but bring him up. Oh, man, you know, I was reading in the Bible just the other day about something like this. Oh, you know what Jesus says? Or you know what I just prayed about last night? If you want that, if you want to be able to share about Jesus all the time, it starts with focusing on spending every day with him. Okay, but for some of us, maybe we do spend every day, but we just don't know how to share Jesus. It's an intimidating thing to want to go and tell others about Jesus. We want to, but maybe we just don't know how. Paul, I think, gives us an idea of how. If you look here, he says in this passage to tell Timothy about the good news, about the things that he has taught to who? To trustworthy people. Listen, how do you build trust with someone? How do you know that that someone is a trustworthy person? You spend time with them. You actually build a relationship with them. You actually get to know them. You actually share life with them. If you want to tell others in your life about the life-changing power of Jesus, first develop a relationship with them. All right? Following after Jesus, loving other people well, is highly relational. Jesus established relationships with people. And here's the thing. Sometimes I think we look at sharing faith as like, I'm going to target this one person in my life and for the sole purpose of I want them to come to know Jesus. But actually, that doesn't help with the motivation in building a relationship with them. It becomes very transactional. But maybe we should start with, man, I have this person in my life that I can just really love well. I can love them well. I can share life with them. I can cry with them. I can laugh with them. I can hang out with them a lot. And you'll find that in these relationships, you will build trust. And guess what? Then Jesus comes up naturally. Because then you're like, well, you know so much about my life. Let me tell you why my life looks like this. Right? It starts with relationships. And also, I also want to point out that the everyday finding of trustworthy people also happens in what we do all the time when the school year starts, and that's our small groups. All right? Spending time with a trustworthy group of people, that's why we have small groups in ECU students, is that you can build these relationships to share life with, to share Jesus with. So that's number one. Paul says to Timothy, focus on telling others about Jesus. And that starts with focusing on spending time with God every day or building a trustworthy relationship with someone. Now, number two. Paul tells Timothy, focus on every day being obedient to God. Paul says three things with this in this passage. If you look down at verse 3 all the way through verse 7, he kind of says three things, three examples here, right? He says, first, soldiers don't get tied up in civilian affairs. And then he says, number two, athletes cannot win the prize. And then number three, a farmer should be able to enjoy the fruit of their labor. Okay, what is Paul saying here? How does this have to do with obedience? So let's start with soldiers. He tells Timothy, he's like, soldiers don't get tied up in the world. Because if they get tied up in all the things happening in the world, then they cannot focus on what the officer wanted them to do in the first place. Here's the message for you high school students. You cannot get tied up in distractions and sinfulness of our culture and expect to please God. And to expect to follow his rules, to follow his lead. Focus on God, not the world, because guess what? Our world has become incredibly distracting. Media, politics, phone, technology, people just being downright awful, wars, pornography, weed, sex, all of this stuff is in our culture. And it is constantly trying to grab your attention. And when you can get consumed by every single argument, when you can get consumed by every single opinion, when you get consumed by every single technological advancement, when you get consumed by worldly sin, you'll lose focus on what God wants for you in your life. You'll lose focus on it. But if you choose to focus on God, if you choose to understand what the Bible says, what God says about you, then the distractions will start to fade away. And your emotions won't be tied up in every sort of issue. Here's the thing. Culture throws a ton of stuff at you guys. Throws politics, media, phones. It throws this stuff at you guys, and our emotions get tied up in it. Because we're constantly like, oh, what does this say about me? Or what does this say I need to believe? But if we first start with what God says in the Bible, then those things will start to, they'll start to fade away. And here's the thing, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be invested in what's happening in the world. Because there's a lot of things that we look at the world and we're like, man, I wanna help. I want to love the world well. But here's the thing. When we start with the world and we're focused on all the things that happen in that, and God comes second to that, then we start to say, well, God, why aren't you doing anything? Why aren't you fixing this broken world, instead of understanding that God is the solution to all the things happening? Because you'll find that when you guys focus on God, when you're in your Bible every day, when you spend time with Jesus every day, you'll find that Jesus is the starter of social justice, of advocating for the poor and the outcast, of giving forgiveness and peace, and understanding that God calls me to do those things, but first, to understand that God comes first. Paul also says, right, he talks about the soldier, but then he talks about the athlete. That the athlete cannot win a prize, cannot win the prize, unless he follows the rules. Again, you will not overcome the world. You will constantly get distracted. You will constantly lose your focus on God unless you are obedient to what he says in his Bible. And listen, sometimes we look at following Jesus as just a bunch of rules, and we're like, man, this just seems like a whole lot. Like, I have to just be this robot that follows after God. But here's the thing. God put rules in place. He put his Bible in place. He put this word in place so that when you're obedient to it, you will find more joy. You will find more peace. You will find more grace than without it. All right? That's why you understand that when you guys come and you've come to follow Jesus and you start to be obedient to him, you start to see those things in your life. And really, that plays into the last thing here that Paul says. He talks about the soldier, he talks about the athlete, and finally he talks about the farmer. He says the farmer should be able to enjoy the fruit of his labor. What that means is the very first thing that should come in your life is God. He should be number one. Anything else comes next. But God should be the first thing. The first thing, because the fruit that will eventually come is the hope that I understand that I have heaven and eternal life with him waiting for me. All right? And here's the thing. It's crazy because I feel like you look out into the world, you look at our culture, you even look at the United States, and you're becoming more and more discouraged. Like, man, it just seems like this world is getting worse. It just seems like more and more bad things are happening. Everyone's fighting. Everything's bad. And here's the thing. I have a feeling we're just going to get more and more discouraged with the world, which is why an everyday focus should be on the fact that it doesn't stop here. Your life does not end here on earth if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, that you have heaven waiting for you, a perfect world with God. So that you don't have to get discouraged by all of the bad things happening, because guess what? This world is not going to get fixed in your lifetime. It's not. It's going to keep being broken. It's going to keep disappointing you. Why? Because it's a broken world. It's full of sin. And until Jesus comes back to restore it, that's what it's going to be. But you have the hope to say, I got something awesome waiting for me. That's what you should focus on. So number one, focus on teaching others about Jesus. Two, focus on being obedient to God. And finally, Paul tells Timothy arguably the most important thing to focus on every day. If anything, if you've lost your focus in this sermon, I want you to tune in right now. Because Paul says what arguably you should focus on the most every day. Always remember, in verse 8, always remember that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Honestly, if you focused on that every day, that's maybe all you need. If you focused on the fact that Jesus raised from the dead. Because if Jesus really did raise from the dead, then your life is forever different. And it starts with every day. All right, every day focus looks like this. When you wake up, I want you guys to ask God to help you focus on him. When you're caught up in a worldly argument, ask God to help you focus on him. When you're about to do something you know is wrong, you know is sinful, ask God to help you focus on him. And when you find yourself getting distracted, losing focus, drifting away, Draw your attention back to this truth that Jesus has died for you, and you therefore get eternal life with him forever because of it. I want to go ahead and invite the band up, because we're going to go into this next song that we've sung a few times, and you guys probably know it. It's called Fade Away. And we sing this song because of this truth that Paul is talking to Timothy, that we've got to stay focused on God, because when you're not focused, you're going to get tied up in all of the messiness and the brokenness of the world, and yeah, you're going to be filled with hopelessness. You're going to be filled with all of these emotions like depression and anxiety, because guess what? This world is disappointing. But if you are focused on the fact that Jesus has come and he has died for you and you have eternal life in heaven, and that if you are just like locked in on that, then guess what? Everything else can fade away, because nothing else matters. Because I've got this promise that will never change. It will never disappoint me. So let everything else fade away and focus on a God that sent his son Jesus to die for you, raise again, so that you have an eternal promise with him forever. This morning, I want us to respond and just to tell God, you know what? Let everything else fade away, because all I want is you. You're the only thing that matters. So let's stand right now and let's proclaim this, that we just want to focus on Jesus every day.
Well, everyone, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the message, we'd love it if you would join us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. for our Eastview Students High School service. We also want to invite you to subscribe to the podcast and share it to your social media accounts. To stay up to date, check us out on Instagram at EastviewHSM and check out our Eastview Students YouTube channel. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week.